Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, last month I had the privilege of speaking in two BMI field conferences, one for USA Church Planters out in Branson, Missouri area, and what a great time of fellowship that was. And then also I was privileged to be with our group of missionaries serving in Mexico and Central America. Well, let me tell you about one of those missionary families today, Joel and Mary Lou Marsh. They're BMI missionaries to Guatemala, and I've had the privilege of being there with the Marshes and seeing people saved. And they say, greetings once again in the precious name that's above every name, the name we love and preach and proclaim every time we open and share God's wonderful and perfect word, the name of Jesus. And we pray and trust that God has provided your every need and blessed you greatly as you start this new and exciting year 2024. We're extremely grateful for your prayers and support during the whole of last year, 2023. And we praise God for the great finish of a fruitful year in 2023. And we pray for even more growth in all of our churches in 2024. Well, he can only say that because God has used them to plant many churches there in Guatemala. And despite the fact that Guatemala has terrible political unrest and corruption, it's one of the most violent countries in all the world, with scores of people being literally slaughtered every day, mostly by gang activity. But God is continually doing a great work in all our churches. Jesus Christ is still on the throne, and he's still saving souls of the Guatemalan people. Hallelujah, and to God be the glory. The last half of the year of 2023, we saw people receiving the Lord as Savior in almost every Sunday worship service. Now, early this year, on January the 14th, actually, 10 national pastors in Guatemala City organized and surprised us with a very special worship service. There were over 600 people in attendance, and the service was to thank God and to thank us, Joel and Mary Lou Marsh, for 43 years of missionary service to the Lord in Guatemala. Words cannot express appropriately the emotions and the gratitude we felt during the whole event, and we shed many tears of joy, especially during the testimonies. I almost had a heart attack when my two sons, Joel Jr. and Joshua, suddenly appeared. They had traveled from the United States to Guatemala just to be there and put the icing on the cake. My son, Joel Jr., preached this special worship service. Our Guatemalan people are very grateful to God and to you for supporting and sending us to Guatemala to win them to Christ and to start churches. Well, that's a wonderful story. 43 years of faithful service in Guatemala, and they have people out of their church who are sent all over Guatemala planting churches and all over Central America and other countries planting churches. So you see, Joel grew up there. His father, Paul Marsh, who's been in heaven now for a good long time, was a faithful missionary there. And then Joel worked alongside of his father, and God is still working and using them. Now, if you were to travel with me, you would agree with what I'm going to say. Central America, like some other countries like the Philippines and Uganda and Ivory Coast, but Guatemala is very open to the gospel of Christ. And we're so thankful that God has given us faithful missionaries to serve him there.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.